we're in the situation today that we're going to have to just try and spend the money that's available to us as efficiently as we possibly can. Every councillor, all 29 councillors, will be batting for their own electoral area, and that's only natural, and that has to be respected. As well as that, we will also be sending requests to the various departments for extra funding for projects within the county. I'll just give you one example. Rathmullen sewage treatment plant and sewage scheme, we were told in the old Milford electoral area back probably 2006-2007 that would be completed in 2009. Nothing has ever happened, and that's just the reality of it, you know. So that's only one example, and the old Milford area just comes to mind at the moment. So there are lots of schemes there, lots of sewage treatment plants, there's roads projects, there's housing projects, so on and so forth. We in Donegal County Council have to keep knocking on the department's door. We have to keep asking for the money. We have to keep requesting that Donegal be given the treatment that it deserves.
And given the economic situation we're in, do you believe that money will be forthcoming from the various government departments?
We'll be in touch with all the departments seeking extra funds, and that's been done on a regular basis by the executive. And, you know, the councillors will be requesting that the executive continue to request that funding. But we're in an economic climate today that none of us want to be in, and we have to kind of deal with the finances that are available to us and try and spend the money in Donegal in the most efficient way possible.